Welcome back to Insight on CAP Radio. I'm your host, Vicky Gonzalez. Its beauty is known worldwide, and it's the setting for many movies, TV shows, and books. Millions of people visit the Lake Tahoe region each year, drawn by the beauty of that famed blue lake surrounded by the Sierra Nevada. It's also the stomping grounds of Tahoe detective Owen McKenna, a Bay Area transplant who refuses to carry a gun, and the lead protagonist of Tahoe Speed, the 23rd installment of the mystery thriller series by Todd Borg. Todd will be signing books this weekend in Truckee on Saturday and Carson City on Sunday. He joins us now to talk about what it's like to create a character that keeps people coming back for more. Welcome back to Insight, Todd.
Thank you, Vicky. Thanks for having me on your show.
Yes, and I have to pass along, there is a certain someone, our producer Jen's daughter, who loves your mystery thriller series. So this is such a treat. 23 books in the series. It's amazing. But for those who may not be familiar with Owen McKenna, who is the detective at the center of all these stories?
Owen McKenna is a former homicide inspector from the San Francisco Police Department. And he enjoyed his job, did a good job. And it was all turned over when he encountered a tragedy that made him kind of have a little epiphany about his life experience, and he decided to quit. And so he gave up the cop business and moved up to Tahoe to be a private investigator. He thought that that would be a gentler, kinder way to earn a living, but of course he was wrong.
So. What is it about Tahoe that makes it just such a great backdrop for mystery?
You know, it is a great backdrop. And when I chose the area, I kind of thought it was a great backdrop, but I didn't know how well it would work out. It's just that it imbues every aspect of life when you're up in the mountains. Everywhere you turn, you're dealing with mountains and lake and Tahoe weather and Tahoe people, and then especially Tahoe history, which is dramatic and informative and exciting. And so it's kind of a no-lose situation for setting a mystery series.
Yeah. I can imagine. Perhaps you didn't know that you would be on your 23rd book of this series when the idea sprouted itself. Where does the idea for this series, where does it begin? What sparked this idea for you?
Well, I was in Minnesota until 1990, and I had written 4 complete novels and a whole bunch of partial novels, all of which, frankly, were pretty terrible. And so each time, it wasn't that I had any notion about perseverance being a key to success, but I think more it was just that I'm stubborn. So after each book, I would start another one. And in 1990, we moved to Tahoe to be more in that ski mountain environment, the opposite of Minnesota, of course. And I just looked around and I thought, you know, this would be a great place to set a story. And very quickly, I started thinking, if I planned it right, and if I could write a good enough story, then would it be possible to turn it into a series? So what I did was I wrote the first 2 thinking, hoping that they would work, and I structured them just at every step. I sort of structured them thinking, if this worked, and if I could move forward onto, say, book 3, book 4, how would I set this up? And so I kept that in mind as I wrote. And sure enough, the first 2 got good reviews and sold well. And so I thought, I'm home. I can do that. I didn't know that it would go 23 books.
And counting.
Yeah. But I'm sure glad it did. Yeah, it's worked out real well.
So. Why do you think it resonates so well with readers? What has been the response over the years that kind of helps give you some clarity as to why it's been so popular?
Well, I think the main thing, it's a character thing. If you create characters that people like and want to spend time with, if they're fun or interesting or intriguing, or even if they're brusque and gruff or whatever, as long as they maintain interest, people want to revisit. So they go back. So I always hear from people about how, you know, they're back with old friends. They get the new book and they write me emails saying, I'm back with old friends. I can count on them. I can trust them. And I know that the the whole environment of the story is safe. That's a big deal today. That people want a place where they can open up a book and escape into another world and feel like this is going to be okay. This is going to be, I don't have to worry. I don't have to be frightened. I don't have to, you know, so forth. Even though there's nasty stuff that happens, of course, in the books. After all, they are murder mysteries. But I think that's a big part of it. Owen McKenna is a likable guy. He does have some issues, and people do care about that. Another big factor is the dog. His sidekick is a 170-pound Harlequin Great Dane, and people adore this dog. I thought in the beginning that they would like the dog, but I didn't know
how much.
I didn't know the dog was more important, and so that's always been fun. The dog was a lucky choice for me.
Yeah, so. Our longtime producer Jen's daughter Sierra loves his girlfriend Street Casey.
Yeah, Street Casey. She came from a tough background. Grew up in Missouri. Hitchhiked, ran away at the age of 15 and hitchhiked west, and ended up in Berkeley, and found herself standing in front of Cody's bookstore, which was a famous bookstore that's closed now, but it was famous for many, many years. And she walked in thinking, well, you know, wouldn't it be cool to work in a place like this? Maybe I could earn some money. She was broke. She was a runaway. And of course, the manager takes one look at her and thinks, you know, we don't hire kids. It's against the law, among other things. But she kind of blustered her way through that and said, well, you know, I know some stuff. I can be helpful. And so he said, what? And she said, well, I'm kind of an expert on Lepidoptera, the order of butterflies. And he asked some questions, and the next thing you know, she had a job. And then she ended up going to UC Berkeley and got her PhD in entomology. And she's a classic bug scientist in the sense that she's very interested, very engaged, very thoughtful. She's very nice and kind, but she's not warm and fuzzy.
Are these characters like family to you as well, just like to readers?
More than family. Yeah. I think this is a characteristic that all writers notice about writing, is that if you know your characters well enough so that you can predict, so that you don't have to even wonder what they do in a situation of stress or trouble, if you know what the response is going to be, then you obviously know them very well. And so I think for many authors, we end up knowing our characters better than anybody else, except perhaps our spouse or family. Yeah.
So if someone's listening to this right now and they're like, okay, I'm going to go all in on Owen McKenna. I want to start reading this series. Do you got to start with number one and work your way to 23?
You don't have to. All the stories are made so that you can, so they stand alone, so that you can read them in any order. I want it so that, and frankly, this is a practical decision. If someone goes on vacation and they rent a condo and they see there's books on the shelf, I don't want them to pick one up, start reading and going, oh, you know what? This isn't going to make sense unless I've read the 14 that come before this or the 21 or whatever. So the stories stand alone, but they all have the same main characters. If you read them in order, and there are many people who do, they're really rigorous about it, then yes, you will notice more about character development and, you know, and you have anticipation for what's going to happen in the next story based on what you've read in the past. But you don't have to read them in order. But for those readers who do, start with the first one, which is Tahoe Deathfall. For those readers who aren't so concerned, start with this last one, Tahoe Speed, because I have, a little bit of a bias, like a lot of authors. I like to think, although I might be wrong, that my later stories have a little more nuance and sophistication than my earlier stories. Although, frankly, I've had people say, yeah, you know, Todd, I read all your books, and yeah, that first one is still the best. And I'm thinking, oh, dagger to my heart.
Yeah. People are entitled to their opinions. Given how widely popular this series has there ever been interest or talk of turning it into a movie or even a television series?
A continuing interest, yeah. Many, many inquiries. Nothing has come of it. I do have an arrangement right now with a Hollywood producer who wants to turn it into a TV series. And we've been going back and forth on this, and I think we have a pretty good, you know, understanding of each other. However, he's made it very clear to me that even if all of the hundreds of pieces of the puzzle are put together perfectly, you still one out of 10,000 chance that it'll ever happen. Because there are, of course, so many possibilities out there. There's a million new books every year, you know. So why would people want to, you know, choose mine over someone else? Or they might want to, the readers might want to, but the producers, they're thinking, yeah, you know, I had a house in Tahoe, and I don't want to do a series there. That's just too much Tahoe, or I don't know. I'm not sure.
Yeah.
But in any event, it could happen someday, but don't hold your breath.
Well, in the meantime, we have about a minute left, and I want to get to the fact that you're going to actually be signing books so people
yes.
can actually see you
yes.
and in the flesh and tell you how much they love your work. What do you enjoy about book signings? You'll be in Truckee and Carson City.
You know, it's hard not to love them because it's basically, you know, an adoring crowd. It's like, how can I go wrong? I'm thinking, I've made so many mistakes, and I often say the wrong thing, and yet these people line up to, you know, get another book signed or whatever. So it's a pretty sweet deal. So I should say that on my events page, as I get more events, I add them. The Lincoln Library just contacted me, and they want me to come and speak. We haven't picked a date yet, but for people who are in this area here, they can pay attention to the Lincoln Library schedule and maybe catch me there. I'll be giving a talk.
Wonderful. In Placer County?
Yes, uh-huh.
Great. Mm-hmm. Well, we definitely have a link on our Insight page to your website with events. Todd, thank you so much for stopping by.
Thank you, Vicki. I appreciate it very much.
Todd Borg is the author of the Tahoe-based Owen McKenna Mystery Series. The 23rd book, Tahoe Speed, was just released, and Todd will be signing copies this Saturday in Truckee and on Sunday in Carson City and an upcoming one in Lincoln in Placer County. We have more information to all of these events and dates on our website at Insight. That is it for Insight today. You can learn more about our guests and events at capradio.org/insight. You can also subscribe to the Insight podcast on Apple or Spotify. And if you want to reach out to us, our email is insight@capradio.org. Thank you to producers Sarit Lashinsky and Jen Picard. Insight's technical director and audio engineer is Mark Jones, and our original show music is produced by Adrian Gilmore. I'm Vicki Gonzalez. Thanks for joining us. Have a great day. We'll catch you back here tomorrow.